Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and really healthy, and darn sexy people. I got it all in, didn't I? Oh, guys, I guess you know now why I wasn't with you live last week. Well, maybe you don't. It was all hush-hush, very secret, couldn't announce anything. That I was flying to New York to do the Drew Barrymore show. So I went to do that. And then I was supposed to do a half day on a film for a director that I had worked for as a favor to him. And it had been scheduled for Saturday. And so it was on my calendar for Saturday. And somehow it got changed with my agent to Sunday. And I said, dude, I would have never said I could do it on Sunday. Sunday's Easter and my show. But because it was my fault, I felt, at least on my side of the deal, I felt like I had to make a compromise. And I wanted, you know, I had my family coming for Easter dinner. So he said, well, Dee, if I start you really early, then I can get you out by 2. And that's what we did. And I couldn't ask Nadia to take the show because she has 2 little kids and it was Easter egg hunting day. So anyway, that's, and, you know, guys, I just want to say to you that when you get really good at this creation stuff, that's part of the process, is shifting and adapting and dancing so that you can do everything you want to do. And that's what I did. So I missed you last week. I got a lot of emails saying thank you for playing that show. They got so much out of it. And boy, Gina is just a mover and a shaker right now. She's just creating like crazy. It's crazy to watch what she's doing. So then my next announcement is I just got offered a really awesome film in Alaska. Yes, you heard me right. Alaska. So that's the good news. I wouldn't call it bad news. And we have to change the date of the webinar to May 17th. Anybody that's purchased the webinar will get an email about that. But I wanted you to know why I don't feel that I could be as present as I want to. This is a really big webinar. They've given me a lot of stuff to study and break down for you to bring in. And I just didn't feel like not knowing the parameters of what was going to be going on in Alaska that I wanted to take the chance to do that. So it's changed to May 17th. And guys, the cutoff for Creation Station in person is fastly approaching. If you think you want to be here with us, it's a guaranteed amazing experience. That's all I can tell you. If you think you want to be here in person with us, you need to move on it. There's so many payment plans, guys. I think PayPal's the best one because you can set up just paying monthly for quite a while. So anyway, all this and Creation Station, again, once you make the intention, information starts coming in. So this information, which is some of the biggest information I've brought to you in years, is coming in they're saying, because of the expansion that we will be working with and learning about in Creation Station. So I want you to stop what you're doing and focus. This is huge information. Came about because I was doing some work for myself, and then Gabrielle, my daughter, called me, and the channel said this is the same thing. And then I found an old reading from a gentleman whom I had great respect for. Four pages of typed out notes, and I was cleaning stuff out and I happened to come across this. Now, happened to come across this is how it looks in our lives. We know that we have created ourselves finding something again at the moment that we need it. So this is about all health and wellness, mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. So anybody that is dealing with any kind of health and wellness, whether it's mental or emotional or physical, and I really don't know many of us that are dealing with something, this applies to all of you. And basically, I'm going to, you know, drill it down to the simplest form here. Our bodies have not been dealing and coping with all the things that we create. So there has been a belief, a disconnect, if you will, that our bodies cannot physically handle all of our creation. Gee, has anybody out there been saying, gosh, I'm so tired lately? Uh-huh. That's part of it. It's like it's like our bodies want to pass out because there's so much to handle. So this is the highest statement, and then I'm going to explain some other stuff. My body, everybody write this down, my body easily and joyously experiences all my creation. Let me read it one more time. My body easily and joyously experiences all my creation. Now, they went on to explain and give, but that's the main statement there. My body easily and joyously experiences all my creation, and that is good for me, and I love all that is good for me. and my heart stays open to receive all my good, because I am safe when I create with the creative force that I am. Pretty powerful. You can feel it. I know you can feel it. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Our bodies easily and joyously experience all of our creation. And so it is. Well, I thought I could. What? I can't go to the calls. Okay. Is there something you want to add to this? Oh, my. Sheets? First sheet. One, two. Okay. That's the highest understanding. Yes. That's the signal you want to put out to the universe, and you want to put in to your body and brain. I'm telling you, body, you easily and joyously experience everything I create. I'm telling you, brain, you easily and joyously experience all I create. And universe, bring it on, because I know that my body and my brain easily and joyously experiences all of my creation. So let's go. Woohoo! And so it is. Okay, now I can go to the callers. Good grief, good grief, good grief. Okay, we're going to start with Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, babe.
Hi. First, it was so great to see you on Drew's show. I love
Thank
that you were actually there. Oh, it was awesome. Okay, so this is huge. I think this is why, you tell me, your channel. My question to you was going to be, what can I get into alignment to feel more balance and peacefulness in my body? And
yeah, you got it.
I didn't know if it was still this anxiety or detoxing or what, but I've been working
all of that is around the belief that your body can't handle everything you want to create.
Right.
And so we go into resistance physically about creating everything. Like, I can't tell you how many emails I get from people that are going, gosh, I just don't know if I can handle it if I create it. I don't know if I'm going to have enough energy to do it, you know? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I've been feeling like I already don't feel well enough to do the things that are coming my way or the opportunities I have. It's like I've been feeling and
well, just now you will.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I feel it and I'm gonna now, is this something best to do with the breathing exercise, that statement for me?
No. Which surprises me.
Yeah.
They're saying no. Just begin your day with this direction. Again, to your brain, to your body, and to the universe.
This is great.
So that all things are working in harmony together around this belief.
Awesome.
Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Love you.
You bet. Yeah, I love you too. This is big stuff, guys. And this is... things like this are what come in on Creation Station every year. Andrew in Toronto, you're on.
Hello, Dee. First of all, I want to say thank you in case it's not said enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
When you started, I think the question I'm asking, I might have asked already, but I'm going to ask again because it's always a good reminder. I know it happens to my acting work, but it also happens in my everyday life when I get in my head so much.
Well, sweetheart, because we're taught that if we go to our head, that's where we're safe. But that's not true. what you mean when you say your head is you get into your mind.
Yeah.
And your mind, guys, again, is created to question and doubt. Your mind is not created to know. That's why scientists use their mind so much, because they are always questioning and always doubting so that they can figure out the formula. Our job as spiritual creators that work with brain science is to know. And where do you go to know, Andrew? You go to your heart.
To the heart. Okay.
Yes. Let me tell you, I'm a pretty damn good actress. I don't break down anything. I don't study stuff. I don't, you know, I learn my lines. And what happens is I've trained myself so much not to go to my mind that my channel just automatically opens up and the character will tell you what to do better than you could ever figure out what to do. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, I understand. I just, you know, even though, you know, even, yes, I understand.
Okay, so no buts. No excuses. I understand. And now that's what I'm going to do and live it. Because if you don't live it, understanding it doesn't matter. Okay?
Yeah. No,
you got to do it.
That's what I need to do. But,
you've got to do it, guys. You've got to do it and have blind faith. And then you will see. You will have the experience that it works. And then you have more trust and faith. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You bet, baby cakes. Deeka! Dude, where have you been? Hi, sweetheart.
Hi there. Well, I'm here in Chatsworth. I loved Bourne. As I told you in the email, I got my brother a copy for his wedding.
Thank you.
It was like a bubble went off in me, and I felt very light and very happy. And then when I started to do the exercises, I noticed I have got an issue in my life where I procrastinate. And I've done, you know, intuition work and stuff. Well, what's behind it? How do I get rid of it? And I'm a little stuck, and the movie that comes up is Joy. What's underneath me procrastinating so much?
Well, you kind of put it together for yourself. There's a belief that procrastination brings you joy, and it's tied in with your mom somehow, Deeka. But you see, back to my discussion with Andrew, you're going, how can I get rid of it? How can I get rid of it? How can I not do it? And what your brain sees then is you procrastinating. How can I say it? How many ways can I say it to get you guys to understand you never say what you don't want? So, brain, how can I move on everything in a timely manner? That's my intention. That's who I am now. I am the God of me that moves everything in a timely manner.
How can I move on it in a timely... Okay, in a timely
manner. Yes, and start saying, I am moving on everything in
a
timely manner.
I am moving on everything.
Yes, you know that anything after I am is a direction to your energy.
Yeah, that part I've got. And I know that, I mean, I got this earlier this morning, what you said about my mom. I was referring to the film Joy with Jennifer Lawrence. That's what came for me.
I know. But they're cutting to the chase. And telling you, that somehow you experienced more happiness with your mom, or you watched your mom experience more happiness by putting things off. So, if you didn't...
The big things in life that maybe she wanted to do but didn't do.
Yeah, and somehow...
Yeah.
Somehow, you believe that you get more attention or you have more fun or something when you don't take the responsibility of creating what you want.
Yeah, I see it. Pretty as a picture. Yeah,
okay.
I get it.
Good. So invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light to balance all of that, and so it is. Good, Deka. I'm glad you called in. That was valuable. Thank you.
Thank you.
You betcha. Maria in San Francisco, how you been, baby cake?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I feel I've been actually not well. Worse than
well, Maria,
usual.
Who's the only one that can shift that?
Me.
Yep. I can't do it for you, baby. Do you understand? Nobody that you call into, nobody that you work with can do it for you. And when I say you want to do it, I get a no. So back to Deka's talk that we just had, how can you feel great? How can you move on things you want to move on? How can you love yourself more? Those are all the questions you want to ask.
I feel I am, but...
Goes right to no when you say that. Because if you were... things would be changing, Maria. That's just the way it is, guys.
Right. And I thought I was, and then I suddenly just felt flat, and then I felt my mental health go worse. I had increased
thyroid
symptoms.
Yeah, see, Maria, yeah. And that's where you want to go. You want to go back to the drama of not being okay. Do you know you're safe without that? Do you know that you're much happier without all that? Do you know that there's a new way you can define yourself as being free and happy? They want to give you a core belief. This page here, 1, 2. Yeah, see? I can never be God. Well, you are the God of you, baby. You are the only God of you on this plane. And the God of all cannot and will not intercede on your behalf without your clear choice and direction. All right?
Should I be going on some kind of different medication to help me be able to make those different changes?
That's not the right question. You have to decide and commit that you are making, not going to, that you are making those changes right now. And then that answer will be revealed to you. But you've got to choose first. Otherwise, you'll just attract another combination of medicines that don't help. In the freedom that you are wanting. Okay, sweetheart? You can do this, Maria. All right.
Okay.
Get on yourself. Start loving yourself. You bet, baby. Thank you. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I'm kind of like stalled because I'm processing everything that's so relevant that you've already said. The perfect theme. So typically I know I'm the God of me, and I have been feeling like just a divine rock star. And the last month I have been so sabotaging, and I'm not getting what.
Well, if you know you're sabotaging, why don't you stop?
That would seem the obvious answer, and yes.
Well, no.
And I'm wondering if there's something.
Guys,
huh?
You keep looking for these elusive reasons out there. You are the reason, Cheryl.
I get that, but there's...
No, there's no buts. See, it's the but that doesn't allow you to move forward, my beautiful person. I am not doing this anymore. What am I doing? I am moving forward. I am loving myself. Everything I do supports me loving myself and taking care of myself and moving forward. That's who I am. That's my intention every moment of every day.
I think part of what is happening, and I would like to get to the root of it, is that I continue, well, I completely trusting the answers I was getting in my pendulum, which was helping me feel more connected and not so alone in life. And man, I was
okay,
just coasting.
Stop right there. Stop right there. You just, with your own words, summed up. You don't feel a part of the whole. You don't
right.
feel connected.
Right.
You feel alone.
Right. And my
okay.
pendulum keeps giving me wrong answers. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm totally trusting. I'm doing the blind faith. I know I can create anything.
Okay,
I know
sorry.
I'm the God of me. Why?
Cheryl, you can't give yourself the right answers if you feel like you're alone. Because you are working with all energy. You are bringing in information from all dimensions. You are connected and part of the whole.
And I was knowing that and trusting that and,
okay.
and feeling like
so
a rock star.
Back. So get back.
And then I realized I was given false information. And
no.
I'm like, holy
no.
crap.
No, no. I get a no on that. You just fell out of trust with the God of you, sweetheart. And a lot of it goes back to what we talked about early in the show. My body easily and joyously experiences all of my creation. So by body, they mean body, brain, mind, soul, everything.
I get that, but I'm telling you, my pendulum's giving me wrong answers when I'm 100% trusting it.
And my pendulum goes to no every time you say that.
But even to check it, I said, okay, is this package on my front porch yet? It's supposed to be delivered today. Easy peasy. And if I open the door, will it be there? Yes or no?
Well, why are you asking
just
such urbane
because
questions?
Because when I realized... No, that was just to say, come on, Cheryl, you're connected. You can do this. When I
yeah,
when I got an
doubt,
earth-shaking
Cheryl.
Thing that was wrong.
That
huh?
is doubt. That is doubt. And you're testing yourself. You can't
right. After
doubt.
Something got pulled out from underneath me and I realized, oh, my gosh, I was working on the premises was true and it was false.
Okay, what's the highest thing for her to know? Sheets, book, give me a song.
I always do Everything's Coming Up Roses somehow. That's what pops in.
Okay.
And you say, no, I think everything's coming up shit. But it wasn't. I was
no.
really in the flow for a long time.
Yes, I get a big yes on that. And when I say you believe that every moment of every day can be that you can just live there, that there doesn't have to be the pattern to repeat where it's good, it's bad. Oh, now I get it good again. Now, see, that's the pattern that you are blessed with getting on top of now. All my good consistently is delivered to me consistently. And the other thing they want you to know is if you feel like you're not testing correctly, guys, you're probably switched, and you're switched, Cheryl. Do you know how to unswitch yourself? Do you remember?
You said put my hand in front of my face and kind of
yep.
open it towards my eyes. And that's kind of what was happening after when I was in the great flow, is I'd noticed I would get switched like 4 times in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And so every question I would ask.
Because we believe that we cannot handle all the information and the process that we're in. Look, when I developed this work, guys, in the acting studio, I would literally faint because my body didn't know how to handle all the energy coming in at me. And it got to be funny. The kids would go, up, she's going down, somebody get her. Okay? So, just trust the process. Don't ever start work with channeling until you balance yourself, make sure you're unswitched, and say, I am bringing in only the highest information and the highest knowledge and the highest understanding. I got to move on, Cheryl. I got to get somebody else on.
Can I just say one question, one thing, one addendum? I would unswitch me also, I learned, by saying I am the divine, vital, powerful creator of me, and I could unswitch myself that way too.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Sure,
that's what I thought
too.
Because
you're directing your energy.
Okay.
Anything after I am is a direction to your energy. Thank you, darling.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. All right, Jennifer in Louisiana, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just come back from Colombia, which was absolutely beautiful and so peaceful and lovely. So it was very safe. It was great.
Good.
I'm calling because the women were incredibly feminine, incredibly beautiful, free to be themselves. The men were very solid, masculine, but not bossy in any way. They were just present.
What's your question, Jennifer?
No, this is the question.
Okay? Oh,
I
see. Okay.
I have felt this intense physical relaxation because the men created space for me to be my natural self. So the question is, can I do this for myself? Can I pull back in some element of myself so that this...
Well, you're the creation of you. You tell me. Do you have to depend on other people? We don't depend on other people to be able to create who we are. We create who we are, and then other people shift around us. So your answer is yes. You're the only one that can create it. But not if you think men in America are a bunch of assholes that don't let women be who they are. Then you can't create it.
No, this was a physical feeling that I thought I'd almost never felt, possibly through my childhood. So that was why it was like, whoa, what is this?
Well, that is good creating, is what it is. That is you giving yourself an experience of the expression of freedom for who you are. So now you know what you want. I would create it all the time. You have the feeling to match with it. You know how to direct it. So get up every day and go, today, this is who I am and this is what I'm creating everywhere. Got it?
I do have it.
Okay, yes,
One more question. I am working on a project which is very difficult, and I would like to know whether I'm trying to make sense of something which is basically nonsensical.
Okay, well, first of all, you told me it was difficult, and then you used the word trying. So let's start with those things. I'm working on a project that is so easy and in flow for me, and I'm doing it. And then it's not hard, and then you stay in your knowing around the project. Did that answer your question?
Yep.
Yep, it did. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Good luck with it. Yep. Bing in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm fabulous, baby cakes.
Hi, Dee, can you hear me?
I can. What's your question?
Great. I'm back with the list of the high structure for me. So I'm just checking in with you and the channel. And before I share the list with you, I have a quick question to ask the channel. Why did I have the Barcelona cyst at first place back in 2019, and why it's kept recurring since then and always on the right side?
Well, your right side is your power side. This is a cyst that you are asking about?
Yes, it's called Barcelona cyst.
Look. Song. Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Happy birthday.
Okay. So the cyst represents, back to what I talked about in the very beginning of the show, the cyst represents a resistance that you have to creating new creations and new birth and new life in your life.
Yes.
Okay.
And you might remember I have the prolapse.
Honey, I'm in the channel, so I don't remember.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay,
but,
sure.
But that goes along with my body easily and joyously experiences all my creation.
Yes.
So whenever you want to birth something new, that's why the cyst keeps recurring, to remind you that you think you can't handle all your amazing creation.
Got it. I will shift now. And
okay.
Can I give you my list? Because there's one person I believe that's the right one.
They really say that's not necessary. And when you get this into alignment, they're saying the person that you are gravitating to, it's a very good choice for you. And there's nobody that will be the highest choice for you until you get this into alignment.
Can you repeat, what does this mean? You mean the cyst or the physical
no.
body container?
My body easily and joyously experiences all my creation. So I am letting go of all resistance to my creation, and I am embracing my creation in every way, and my body easily and joyously experiences all the creation that I am bringing in and creating. Get that
yes.
in alignment,
mm-hmm.
and then that doctor can help you more than if you do not have it in alignment. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
All
so
right.
very much.
You are so very welcome. Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
A couple weeks ago, before Easter, you had a new core belief about being crucified.
Yeah, I have.
And yeah, and that was big for me. And I, because I said, oh, I don't have to have kissed 100 frogs to get the right relationship. And
thank you.
I don't have to, I don't have to have 100 bad jobs to get the right job.
No, you just create what you want.
Yeah. And I felt though I was still on the outside looking in, you know, like when a skateboarder is on the top of a big ramp and then they drop down into the loop.
Yeah.
And I was felt like, oh, I was just kind of stuck on the top of the ramp. And I think then that body statement you just said again, whoa, I felt that in my journal.
Yeah,
and I think that will push me into, not push me, but what's the right word?
Allow me,
thank you, to drop down and create it.
Yeah, trust yourselves, guys. And again, you have to direct your body and your brain. We have literally been taught that we don't have any control over our health and our bodies. And if you look at the messages that we've gotten from religion, from our parents, from society, struggle has been a part of creation. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to define creation as struggle.
Right.
Right?
It sure has been. Yeah.
I mean, where all of this started, just to let you guys know, where all of this started was I was creating so much, so many opportunities, and I found myself, I was catching myself going, oh my God, I don't know whether I can do this all. Oh my God, do I have enough energy to, you know? And then people, almost every single person that interviews me, and I do, 15 to 20 interviews a week? Almost every one of them says, my God, how do you do it all? How do you do your acting career and run your healing services? And you know, that just shows you where people's heads are at. But I started hearing those thoughts within me, and then I started feeling less energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one to usually feel less energy. So I said, okay, I'm the God of me, and I am energy, so I can't not have energy because I am energy, and I am claiming that I understand all of this in the highest way for myself and for all the people I love that I serve out there. And they gave me more information for the webinar. And then when Gabrielle called me, because, you know, we'll find stuff for our kids when we'll let ourselves slide, right? And she and I were working on stuff together, and this ultimately is what came in. And when they told me it was behind all health and wellness, I almost fell over. So, again, this is the biggest information I've brought to you in years, guys. Don't just go past it. Write it down. Go to your love place. Feel into it. Commit to it. And know that you are your body easily and joyously experiencing all of your creation. You got it?
Yes. Is there anything else for me?
Nope. They're great. Saying you got it, Kate. You got
all right.
It. Just continue to live it now. You watch.
That's
your,
it.
You watch your life change.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yep. I'm telling you, every day my life shifts. Every day. Jereen, I got to take you real quick, but I wanted to get you on. What's up?
Okay, thanks. We experienced a fire with our semi-truck, and so I'm looking for what the options. We did file with the insurance, but I think we were thinking about maybe we were going to cancel the claim because they want to total the vehicle and take it for salvage. So wondering what my options are for my highest good.
Well, the first thing that came in before you ever finished is that there's three options that you haven't even considered because they don't make sense.
Okay.
So I would direct your brain and the universe to, okay, what do you want, Shireen? Tell me exactly, clearly, what do you want?
Well, we'd like the insurance company to pay for some of it, but we can, but we don't have to.
No. Guys, you don't do that.
Oh.
You don't say but. What do you want? Just tell me what you want. What's the ultimate thing that you want?
To have the vehicle repaired.
Okay. You see, it took us all that for you to get to focus just on what you wanted.
Oh. Okay.
So, universe, I want the vehicle repaired. I am creating this vehicle being repaired in the highest way. Now, why are you opposed, the channel wants to know, to it being totaled and replaced?
Because you have to buy it back from them for salvage. And I'm afraid the salvage price will be a lot. Like,
okay,
you'll spend the money.
So what you're saying is you don't really know.
Right.
So
it's
you're
a
making
gamble.
You're making a decision on information that you don't have.
Well, I did look up salvage prices, and they're like $40,000 to $50,000. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're very clear. You want it repaired. So it works beautifully and safely and comfortably, right? That's what you want. All right. So commit to that, will you?
Okay.
Commit to that and just focus on how you can do that.
Okay.
See, the universe is going, well, okay, I sort of kind of know what they want, but then I don't know what they want, and she doesn't know what she wants, and then you go into this limbo place.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Guys, the first step of creation, choose exactly what you want and commit to it. It's the first chapter in Born. Choose and commit. Okay? And then the universe can magically work its divine guidance better than you will ever know. Okay?
Right. So what's
right.
the... Okay.
Okay.
Then there's three options. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, you had said there's three options I wasn't even considering.
Well,
they didn't
you do the work now that you know what you want, and those options will be presented to you.
Okay.
Call them in.
Okay.
Okay. Boy, this was a really good show about how to do the work, guys. I know my Baptist preacher came out there for a minute, didn't they? I kind of like my Baptist preacher, though. You know, she gets all excited and impassioned for everybody. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm off to Alaska. Off to Alaska on Thursday. My plan is to be with you next Sunday. I have not worked that out, but, and, no buts, and I am claiming that I do work it out to the highest good of everybody concerned, and that you will all receive exactly what you need from this community. All right, guys, let's say it together loud and proud.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.